Okay, so for this section, we're going to be talking about leaving the Philippines and settling in the United States. For our first question, what did you expect life in the United States before we moved here?
I expected our life in the United States to be just like any other Hollywood movie. You know, I expected us to live in a huge house with the really nice garden and the white picket fence, and I just thought that Disneyland would just be across the street wherever we lived, and you know, the four of us, you, me, Jason, and Ken, would go to school in like a yellow school bus, you know, like a typical Hollywood movie type of scenario.
Okay, cool. So, from your opinion, why do you think we moved to the United States? Because I was at a very young age and, you know, I didn't know much. So, in your opinion, why do you think we moved exactly to the United States?
Just for a better life. I mean, you know, most people tend to come to America with the idea that they'll become successful when they come here. You know, it's like living the American dream, which is pretty much like, you know, the first question, what I thought, you know, life would be here like.
Cool. So when we finally got here, what were your first impressions of the United States? Were there any to your expectations?
It was very different.
Really?
I pictured America just like the suburbs.
Oh.
And when we got here, you know, like I said, we lived our whole life in Manila, which is a city. And then you come over here in San Francisco, and, you know, to me, honestly, it was pretty much the same, you know. I mean, it's pretty much like moving from one city to another. So, to me, there really wasn't a lot of difference.
Okay, cool. When we got here, did you have a hard time being accustomed to the American lifestyle compared to the Philippines?
I did, because we spent a good chunk of our childhood really, like, living a life of privilege.
Right.
You know, we had nannies that took care of us 24/7. We had maids that served us, and we had drivers that drove us around. And once you get here, you have none of that. You have to really learn to be independent. And, you know, if you want to go somewhere, you take the bus or you walk.
Right.
You're hungry,
right.
You cook your own food.
Pretty much, yeah. Was it difficult to leave your friends in the Philippines? What was it like?
To me, it was very difficult. I think out of the four of us, it was like the biggest problem for me.
Yeah.
You know, I remember it was hard for me leaving my best friend, Leanne. And I remember when we were at the airport, the last phone call that I made in the Philippines was actually going to her.
Oh, okay.
Our leave for the Philippines was very unexpected to everybody. And so I ended up not telling her about it until we were actually in the airport. And it was a very sad goodbye. And I remember when we finally got settled in America, the first person that I called with my little phone pay card was actually her as well.
We've been here for about 12 years now, right?
Yeah.
So do you still keep in contact with your friends from now and then?
Well, now I do. Before, I did lose contact with her for a while. So from 8th grade until junior year of high school, we pretty much lost contact with each other. And then, you know, Facebook became huge. And then we started to reconnect. And not only with her, but also with my other friends from the Philippines. So it's just, it's really fun.
Like, how does it feel being communicated again with your friends? Is it like a really good feeling?
It's a really good feeling. Just like a few weeks ago, she posted up this picture of all of us in kindergarten.
Oh.
And it's just fun because, you know, it's like you haven't seen each other for so long. You have so many things that, you know, you just talk about. And there's just like so many things that are the same and yet different. And it's just, you know, fun to kind of relearn about each other again.
That's cool. Did you have any doubts that we were going to survive in America when we first got here?
I had no doubts at all. I mean, even though our leave, you know, like, from the Philippines to America was unexpected, it was not something that our parents planned overnight. I knew that when we got here, they had a plan, and I never really doubted them for a minute.
Cool.